Thank you, Edward. And now to our final batch of stories. A city play park is transformed into an underwater paradise. Ex-canary raises thousands for a good cause. And a hideous mess is found near an historic city tower.
An inner city play park has reopened with a new nautical theme. The St George's play area opposite Norwich Playhouse was refurbished after more than 400 people voted to upgrade it. Changes included replacing the equipment, flooring and fencing, and implementing a new ocean theme. The park, which is aimed primarily at preschoolers, now features a ship play unit with a slide and climbing frames, swings, stepping stones, a giant shark, torque tubes, a carousel, play panels and seating. Earlier this year, Norwich City Council said the refurb would cost more than £80,000.
Norfolk and Suffolk's Troubled Mental Health Trust has appointed its new chief executive, who is coming out of retirement to take the role. Caroline Donovan will lead the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust for the next year after being named interim CEO of the organisation. It comes less than a year after she retired from the same role at the Lancashire and South Cumbria NHS Foundation Trust amid a row with local health bosses over funding. Her appointment comes after Stuart Richardson became the fifth permanent chief executive to leave the embattled trust since its inception just 11 years ago. Ms. Donovan will begin the role on October the 23rd, having agreed to lead the trust for 12 months, after which a permanent chief will be appointed. She said, "This is a really exciting opportunity to lead NFST. I am committed to listening to and working with staff, service users, their carers and families, and partners as we continue to work on the improvements already underway across the trust."
Two new Asda stores will open in Norfolk as part of the retailer's major expansion. The chain took over 132 co-op sites last year in a deal worth £439 million as part of a plan to become the UK's second largest supermarket chain. It plans to open 116 Asda Express locations over the next few months, with 11 stores already open. The co-op in Dereham Road in Norwich is set to be turned into an Asda convenience shop.
Celebrities were out in force as former Canaries star James Maddison raised thousands of pounds for the charity of a Norwich five-year-old who died of bone cancer. The England midfielder held the Maddison Invitational Golf Tournament in London and has already raised at least £32,000 for Sophie's Sparkle Fund, which honours Sprouston youngster Sophie Taylor. Maddison, who currently plays for Tottenham Hotspur, befriended Sophie while playing for City during her battle with cancer and has remained close to her family ever since her death in January 2019, supporting fundraising efforts and raising awareness of her charity. The event, held at the Shire Golf Club in Barnet, saw stars from football and further afield take part, including Harry Maguire, Mason Mount, and Scott McTominay of Manchester United, and comedian Michael McIntyre. Sophie's Sparkle Fund raises cash to support Norfolk families with youngsters who have been diagnosed with cancer and fund research into bone cancer. Other famous faces to take part included actor Stephen Graham and former footballers Peter Crouch, John Terry, Jack Wilshere, Jamie Redknapp, Jimmy Bullard and Jermaine Genus.
A new community group has been formed to fight for the future of Wensome Lodge in Norwich after council bosses voted to close the adult education site. The Friends of Wensome Lodge group includes students who've taken courses at the King Street venue as well as the tutors who taught them. The group says it wants to work with others to make Wensome Lodge a creative and learning centre for the city and county, as well as turning it into a hub for community activities. The Conservative-controlled cabinet at Norfolk County Council made a decision in the summer to stop adult learning services at the building and to pave the way for it to be sold. Some courses have transferred to other venues, and the lodge will shut completely by the end of the year. But there are hopes that the building could yet remain in public use. The community has 6 months to come up with a bid to purchase the King Street site before County Hall can sell it, after a Labour activist got it declared an asset of community value. And the Friends of Wensome Lodge hope a way can be found so that courses such as ceramics and silversmithing can still run there.
Syringes and beer cans are just some of the debris which is plaguing one of Norwich's oldest landmarks. Black Tower and Wall, off Carrow Hill in NR1, was mostly used as part of the wall and gate that would stop boats from entering the city and collect tolls at Carrow Bridge. But now the site, which dates back to the 14th century, is home to a hideous mess, including leftover bottles and drug paraphernalia. Lewis Gollard lives in Thorpe Road and says he and his partner have always been bothered by how unclean the area is. The issue has become so bad that Lewis has decided to take matters into his own hands, setting up Instagram account at Tidy Minds Norwich to highlight what goes on in the area while helping clear up the debris.
It's not uncommon to lose a wallet on a night out after a few too many drinks, but a taxi firm has pledged to help students get home safely even if they don't have any money on them. ABC Taxis is working with the Students' Union at the University of East Anglia to introduce its new Safe Rides programme. The scheme will look to make sure that all students can get a lift home when it's dark, even if they don't have any money for the fare on them. Students can book a journey with ABC Taxis, which is covered by the Students' Union. The taxi firm will then contact students to arrange for them to come in and pay the fare back later on. A spokeswoman from the UEA Students' Union said, "At the UEA, student safety comes first. We are proud to work with ABC Taxis to provide this service for vulnerable students, especially when buses currently stop before midnight and can be unreliable in the evenings." Chris Harvey, Regional Director for ABC Taxis, said, "Moving to a new area and starting university can be daunting, so we're here to support students in Norwich as they find their feet. Our emergency service will ensure they get home safe without worry over finding the fare." As well as ABC Taxis, cab firms Five Star and Courtesy are also taking part in the scheme.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you have enjoyed listening. A gentle reminder that when you have finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label, and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365 or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on Thursdays, which is our production day. So if there is no reply, do leave a message and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were Robin Quine and Ruth Murray on part one. Sarah Lusher was the editor and Anna Johnson was the sound recordist. Don't forget to keep listening as Just Talk will follow shortly. So from me, Elaine Smith, goodbye.
And from me, John Francis, goodbye.